Reactions to the election of Pope Francis are continuing from different countries around the world. One London-based organisation which has warmly welcomed the new Holy Father is CAFOD, the Catholic Overseas Aid and Development Agency for England and Wales. CAFOD says that Pope Francis brings with him great hope for all those working to promote global justice and solidarity. Lydia O'Kane spoke to Tom O'Connor, CAFOD's Director of Communications.
Your reaction, Tom, to the election of Pope Francis?
I think my reaction, after all the excitement, is that we've begun a new era in the history of the Church, and there's a real tangible sense of enthusiasm and excitement about that. I think certainly our Catholic community in England and Wales really feeling a sense this is a new beginning for us, and the Pope's choice of name as well obviously leads us to think this is going to be something that's very, very positive in the way he's going to conduct his papacy.
Mm. You were talking about his choice of name, and many people have looked at that as being a sign of humility.
Yeah.
From what you've seen and what you've heard, did you get that impression as well?
From what I've heard and what I've seen, he's a man who really demonstrates humility in the way he lives his life. So even down to the practicalities of living in a very simple flat around the corner from his cathedral in Buenos Aires and travelling to work on the bus, all of those things indicate a man of simplicity and of faith. And the fact that he's chosen the name of Francis, I think, shows the foundation of that simplicity and faith. And I think for us, why it's so inspiring is that Francis lived at a time in the Church when the Church was in need of great reform and was being criticised quite a lot. And the impact of Francis was that he turned away from the wealth of the world and the power of the world, and he embraced a life of simplicity because he believed that all people are brothers and sisters, and he lived a life in poverty. And in choosing that name, the spirit of reform that we need in our age of the Church, I think the Pope has actually said something to us about how we need to do that, not just him, but all of us in the Church.
He's an Argentinian Pope, the first Latin American. How significant is that?
I think it's significant in the sense that the cardinals have looked across the whole world to get the best man. And that's really important. From our point of view, as part of the Catholic community in England and Wales, and as CAFOD, it doesn't actually matter where he comes from. What matters is that he's a man who'll build bridges between our faith and our modern complex world. And one of the ancient titles of the Pope is Pontifex Maximus, which means the great bridge builder. And we need a man who's going to build bridges between the truth of our faith, the good news of our faith, and the complexity of our world. Where he comes from doesn't matter that much, but the fact that he comes from Latin America and lived in the way that he did is an indication that he'll take that bridge building really seriously.
But of course, Latin America, hugely populated by Catholics.
Exactly, absolutely. Far more Catholics there, obviously, than in Europe or other parts of the world, so absolutely. But it's a sign of the universality of the Church that we now have a Pope from a very different part of the world.
We hear about him that he is a great concern for the poor, that he's a pastor, that he takes buses, that he cooks his own meals. Is that again... And again, for you as CAFOD, hearing about someone who has such a concern for the poor.
Yeah, it's absolutely critical to us. And we're in an incredibly privileged position as CAFOD in representing the Catholic community of England and Wales. And there are 5 million Catholics in England and Wales. And they contribute, in monetary terms, about £30 million a year. It's a great outpouring of compassion for the poor of the world who we recognise as our brothers and sisters. So on the first day of a new papacy, to hear that concern across the Church for those who are poor is really inspiring to us, because we believe that's really at the heart of our faith.
I was just coming to boding well for humanitarian issues. It might be interesting to hear. The popes are traditionally, they make appeals, like Pope Benedict has made a number of appeals for different causes. Do you think we're going to see this pope perhaps making a lot of appeals, highlighting particular causes?
The initial signs are that that's exactly what he will do, because in his ministry so far, he's been very outspoken in defence of those who are poor and those who are unjustly treated. And our hope would be that he'll continue to do that in his papacy. And also to inspire us as ordinary Catholics around the world to take up our responsibility for supporting our brothers and sisters. What we would hope for from our new Pope is that he will use the authority of the role to really challenge those who are in power. So government, big businesses and institutions, those who keep people in poverty. We want his voice to be really clear and strong in defending the rights of those who have no voice. So far he's done that, and we hope and we believe that he'll continue to do that as Pope.
For your organisation, does it make a big difference when there is a transition from one Pope to a Sede Vacante to another Pope? Does that make a big difference to your organisation at all?
It makes a difference because it's a new beginning, and because it's a time when Catholics take a little bit of a step back and we reflect on our faith, we think where we are in terms of our history and where we're going. And CAFOD, as part of the Catholic community, is part of that reflection. And because it's the new moment with a new Pope actually focusing on poverty, that's a great opportunity for us as CAFOD to reflect again on our faith and how we represent the Catholic community.
You were talking about faith, and I'm just going to ask you about the year of faith. It is the year of faith,
yep.
And we've a new Pope in the year of faith. Again, yep. The significance of that. Yep.
I think the significance of that is huge, because across England and Wales there have been all sorts of different initiatives, events, reflection, prayer about the year of faith. What this the election of this Pope has done is to remind us that core to our faith is concern for our brothers and sisters who are in need. So the year of faith is about reflecting on our history and what we believe, and part of that is actually saying those who are poor are our brothers and sisters, and we have a responsibility towards them. So it's enabling us to reflect as part of the year of faith, I think.
What do you think are the main initial challenges that this Pope will have to face?
The critical challenge for me is not about what needs to happen in the Vatican or who needs to be appointed to which role or any of those practical things. The critical foundational question I think that the new Pope will be tackling is how can we really read the signs of the times? How can we take the good news of our faith and communicate it in a way that makes sense to our complex modern world? That's a new challenge. The world in which we live is different from the world of 20 years ago. That's going to be his biggest challenge. And the way that we communicate, the language we use, the changes to the Vatican appointments, all of that follows on from that reflection that we need to speak in a way that inspires our modern world to grasp our faith, which we believe in.
I wanted to turn now to CAFOD's work that you're doing at the moment,
yeah.
Particular causes that you're highlighting at the moment, particular countries maybe that you're focusing on at the moment. Obviously, we have the situation in Syria.
Yeah.
We were hearing there just recently about the desperate situation for children in the country. Let's just take Syria as an example, maybe looking at what CAFOD is doing there.
Sure. We have had a big response from our own Catholic community asking us if they can actually work through CAFOD to support their brothers and sisters in Syria. And we're working with Catholic communities, organisations in Syria, on the border and across the borders as well. We're not able, obviously, for security reasons, to go into lots of detail about who we're working with and how we're working. But what the church is doing, and CAFOD is supporting that, is working with all people who are in need on both sides of the conflict. Because it's not our job to decide who's in government. It's our job to make sure that those who are in need are being supported. And the church is doing a fantastic job on the ground in Syria. And we can't talk about the detail of it, but it's really happening out there. It's happening on the border, it's happening across the border, and our partners are seeing it. And our supporters in England and Wales are contributing to that very, very strongly, and we're really grateful for that.
Being an organisation like CAFOD in a situation like Syria, is it easier for your organisation to, because you have the church on the ground, is it easier for you to help?
Yeah.
Rather than other organisations, aid organisations.
Yeah. Because we're part of the Catholic Church, it's not just in Syria, it's in other parts of the world as well. The support that the Catholic community gives can get to places that other agencies just can't get to because we're part of the church. There's a whole capillary network that goes right across the world. So through local churches, local parishes, local dioceses, we're able to reach the poorest people. Where the roads are not good, where they don't necessarily speak European language, where the technology is not good. And other big agencies are just not able to do that in the same way. That's our privilege because we're part of the Catholic Church.
What other countries do you see as being an area of concern for CAFOD at the moment?
I think there are areas of concern across a whole range of areas. We wouldn't necessarily pick out one as an example, but there are a whole range of places in Africa where we just see that there is so much natural resource, there is so much wealth within that country, and yet it's being wasted or corruption means that people are not getting what they need. I mean, obviously, recently we've been looking at Kenya, and it's been really good so far to see the peace that's come through in the elections there. We were terribly concerned after the 2008 elections that the awful violence that went on there. So that's a country in which we do a lot of work, but it's good to see positive steps as well. So there's not one country I think we'd pick out and say that's where we're particularly concerned at the moment. It's more anywhere where we see that injustice we'd be concerned, I think, yeah.
If something came into my head and I was thinking back to Pope Francis, and I was also thinking about the name again, and I was thinking of the environment. You think of St. Francis and the environment, and you think of climate change, you think of all these things that CAFOD's also been involved with. There's another issue that also maybe we could see the Pope doing that, but also an issue that the CAFOD is involved in.
It's absolutely at the heart of our work as CAFOD, because it's increasingly clear that we're part of a world with very finite resources, and we shouldn't be living in this world as though we're driving a car that we keep driving until it runs out of petrol and then dump it. Our belief as Catholics is that the world is entrusted to us for everybody who lives in the world and for the generations to come. And all people across the world are beginning to realise that more now, but it's part of our faith. And St. Francis recognised that sense of the world being part of creation and entrusted to us as stewards. So again, I think in the Pope choosing the name Francis, it's really likely that it's going to be a big part of his papacy, that he expresses that sense of us being part of a finite world for which we're responsible. As CAFOD, in this moment, one of the things that we do want to reach out to our Catholic community in England and Wales and do is say we're so grateful for the support that's given for our work, because at a time when there's all sorts of stories in the news, the great outpouring of compassion that comes from the Catholic community in England and Wales in support of our work is just amazing. And, you know, 5 million Catholics in England and Wales contributing £30 million every year, often quietly and anonymously, often people who don't have much themselves. That's a fantastic testament to Catholic faith in England and Wales, and we're extremely grateful for it.
Well, on that note, thank you so much for coming in. It's been a real pleasure to have you in studio.
Thanks
very much again.
Thank you.